Shalom Aleichem, Nishni Yomi continues for Shabbat Naso, at least in Arzot Abrit here, with Perek Gimel, Chapter 3 of Yuma, Mishnah Hey, Ketoret Shel Shachar, the incense of the morning, Haita Kreva, it was brought into the temple building to go up on the Mizbeach HaZahav, the golden altar, Bein Dam Le'Evarim, between the application of the blood of the Tamid to the altar and the schlepping of the limbs up the altar to be burned. As we mentioned yesterday, the Kohen Godel did the entire service. Mentioned the Shechita of the Talmud was special on Yom Kippur for this reason. The Bartner here points out that he would also clean out the menorah in between the Dam and the Evarim as well. But the Ketoret is a bit especially mentioned here because we contrast this to Shel Ben Arbaim. In the afternoon, they bring the Ketoret Bein Evarim LeNesachim, between the limbs of the afternoon Tamid and the Nesachim, the libations that were applied in the Mizbeach to accompany that offering. Now the Mishnah continues, going back to the topic of the immersions. Remember yesterday we learned there are five tevilot, five immersions in a mikveh that were required on Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol was changing his clothes. So they talk about, im haya Kohen Gadol zakin u'istinis, if the Kohen Gadol was elderly, or istinis. Istinis is an interesting word. It sounds like it's a Greek word, but it means really like delicate, or it can be translated as picky or fastidious, but really delicate is the term here. We might say he's frail or elderly. So what would they do for the mikveh? Mechamin lo chamin. They would warm up something hot, umatilin l'tochetzonin, and place it into the cold water of the mikveh, kadei shetofig tinotan, to ameliorate the cold, improve the temperature. Now the Rambam in the Mishnah points out that, of course, cooking up water, heating up hot water, is a malacha deraisa, which we don't do even in the mikdash. So his water was heated beforehand, before Yom Kippur, and then added to the mikveh. There's other mefarshim who say they used to heat up bars of metal that would retain their heat and then throw them into the mikveh on Yom Kippur, and it was a shvut, and this was allowed for the needs of a frail Kohen Gadol. Now Mishnah Vav explains, Havyuhu Levet HaParva. They brought him to the Beit HaParva, the chamber of Parva. V'kodesh Haita was in the sanctified section of the temple. Recall we said yesterday the first immersion was done on the top of the wall in an unsanctified portion. That's the first immersion going in to begin the day, and now we're immersing to change clothing. Persu sodin shel boots, they would spread out a curtain of linen, beino levein am, between him and the people, again for tzniut, as we mentioned, kiddush yadav rogov v'poshut, and he would wash his hands and legs and remove his clothing. And he had been wearing the golden clothing, the big dezahav, the regular clothing of the Kohen Gadol, because he was doing the regular daily offerings of the Tamid and the Ketoret, and now he's changing into lavan, into the linen garments, special for Yom Kippur. Rabbi Meir says here, Poshot, he first took off the golden clothing, Kiddush Yarad Rogalev, and then he washed his hands and feet. The Mishnah goes on according to everyone. Yorod, he went down to the mikveh, v'tovel, immersed, Ola went up for the stomach, and again toweled off. As we mentioned, it mentions toweling off. It was important. There should be no chatzitza, no water drops. Heviolo vigde lovan. They brought him the famous white garments. They're linen, we're going to see later. They're very fine, very expensive garments. Lovash, he put them on, kiddush yadav rogalov, and he washed his hands and feet in preparation for the special beginning of the special Yom Kippur Avodah. Shabbat shalom, tiskul mitzvot, and a good Shabbos.